The stars will be out again for at least one more summer at the Ladner Leisure Center. With a lineup loaded with pro talent, the Ladner Pioneers captured their first President's Cup championship since 2004 with an 8-6 win over Kenham League champions Aquesson Bucks last September in Edmonton. Many of those players will be back when Ladner opens its West Coast Senior Lacrosse Association, WCSLA, schedule on May 17 and begin work on returning to the Nationals for a fifth consecutive year, this time in Ontario. Head coach Ross Frelick has received confirmation from such players as Tyler Pace, Calgary Roughnecks, Ryan Benish, Halifax Thunderbirds, Phil Caputo, Panther City, Matt Beers, Saskatchewan Rush, Owen Barker, Vancouver Warriors, Jeff Cornwall, Calgary Roughnecks, and homegrown standout and 2022 President's Cup All-Star Sam Clair. "Our defense is pretty much intact," said Frelick. "We have six players not coming back that need to be replaced." Among the holes in the roster is hometown standout Logan Schuss, who was planning to return to the Western Lacrosse Association this summer with the New West Salmonbellies until suffering a season-ending knee injury with the Vancouver Warriors, which required surgery. Colorado Mammoth star and Delta Islanders alumni Eli McLaughlin will stay down south after signing with Redwoods of the Premier Lacrosse League. Frelick has secured Alberta native Dean Farrell, Panther City, and there will be other commitments in the weeks ahead. How many more NLL players opt to play Senior B in the future may depend on a potential rule change that will be brought forward by the BC Lacrosse Senior Directorate at this week's Canadian Lacrosse Association semi-annual general meeting, May 10 to 13. It would reduce the number of NLL players to 4 per team in 2024 and 3 in the years to follow. The WLA initially approached the BC Senior Directorate with the proposal that passed by a slim margin to be taken to the national level. Frelick has no problem with Senior B reverting to what it used to be, but says the challenge will be getting other parts of the country on board too. The Pioneers began their current President's Cup run with two or three NLL roster additions, but didn't come close to the podium until they matched the pro depth of their Eastern and Alberta counterparts. "I think the Eastern teams might say no, the native teams in the East might say no too, and Alberta as well," said Frelick. "I still think it will be pushed through, but the WLA should have talked directly to us, instead of taking it to the directorate." With Nanaimo back in the fold, the WCSLA will feature five teams this year, with North Shore, New West and Victoria rounding out the participants. Ladner's home opener isn't until June 1.